Hey, everybody. I hope everyone's been enjoying the sun that the west coast of Canada has been getting lately. It's been fantastic. And with the good weather comes travel. Everybody wants to travel. They want to go somewhere else. They want to go to the lake. They want to go here. They want to go there. Just like one of our very avid listeners, Murray. Now, Murray is driving from Mexico to North Vancouver. That's a long drive. Murray had asked for a story, and I thought to myself, well, what would help make Murray's journey more enjoyable? And that is the story of a very good friend of mine, Roger the Raccoon. Roger's a very nice raccoon, has lots of friends. He has a British friend. Oh, hello, I'm Roger's British friend. He's got a whole bunch of different friends. But Roger does not really enjoy driving in the car. And not everybody does. It's understandable. But in order to get from one place to another, especially long distances like Mexico to North Vancouver, you need to come up with a plan. You need to know that you're going to be in that seat for a while. And it's no one's fault. It's no one's fault because you just need to get to where you're going and you need to enjoy yourself on the way. So, Roger Raccoon got into a car and he was going to the amusement park. Now, if some of you guys don't know what an amusement park is, it is a section of land that they leave especially for fun. It has rides, it has roller coasters that go loop de loops, it has big swinging swings, it has usually a lot of treats and games and clowns and music. It's a pretty hype place. So Roger was very excited to go to the amusement park, but it was going to be a long drive, and he knew he was not looking forward to being strapped into his car seat for that amount of time, especially because he was so excited to get there. He just wanted to be there. He didn't want to be in the car seat. He wanted to be at the amusement park. But regardless, it was a 40-minute drive of bad traffic. And again, for some of our younger listeners, especially those that get to live in a place without traffic, all three of you, traffic is when cars stop and slow down. There's too many cars on the roads and they can't get through. So cars drive slowly and that can be frustrating. And Roger knew that the route they were going to take to the amusement park was chocked full of traffic. So Roger, knowing he didn't want to ruin his time at the amusement park, because sometimes when he gets upset, he upsets the whole family and his friends and no one has a good time. And he certainly didn't want that to happen. So Roger took a moment before they got in the car and thought to himself. He thought, how could I make this not painful? How could I make it more enjoyable? There's no getting out of the fact that I have to be in my car seat the whole way until the amusement park. And there's also no denying the fact that it is going to be sweet wicked when I get there. But how do I get through the drive? Roger took a couple deep breaths. And that made him feel calm. And that let him think. And he thought, I know. I could just make up some games and some things to do so the time passes quickly. So I'm focused on other things other than how much I'm not enjoying the drive. I could focus on how much fun I'm having looking for certain colors or playing I Spy or singing songs or making up lyrics to songs with my dad because he does that all the time. I don't know if I always like it, but he's constantly doing that, thought Roger. Well, that was it. He had a plan. He knew that he could make the drive to the amusement park because he was going to make it fun rather than make it sad. Well, they got to the car. Mama Raccoon, Daddy Raccoon, Sister Raccoon, Brother Raccoon, and Roger Raccoon all jumped in the car. It was a hot day. Not everyone had had enough water, and some people had too much water, and they had to pee, and then they had to pee, and they had to get out, and then someone wanted a snack, and it was really tough getting out of the driveway, as sometimes it can be. But Roger was calm. He had a couple deep breaths. He was focused on what he wanted to do, and that was enjoy the drive to the amusement park. So while everything else was crazy around him and people were crying about snacks and their shoes don't fit and maybe the car is the wrong temperature and, oh, who got to go first and did I get breakfast and I don't like my breakfast when it's cold, but I don't like cream in my coffee. There's a lot of talking going on, but Roger was calm. He sat in his seat. He got out his book to draw on and he knew he had a couple ideas of things he wanted to talk about with his brother and his sister. So they finally got in the car, they closed the doors, and they started driving. Let me tell you, Roger came up with all sorts of great things to pass the time, and everyone appreciated the drive. Mama Raccoon, Daddy Raccoon, Sister Raccoon, Brother Raccoon, and Roger Raccoon all had a great time. And when they got to the amusement park, everyone was in a great mood, and that meant they were all going to get to have a lot of fun. Because sometimes if dad's in a bad mood, or mom's in a bad mood, or brother's in a bad mood, or sister's in a bad mood, everyone sort of feels like they're in a bad mood, and you can't have as much fun as you really want to have. So Roger felt like he did the family a big favor by being calm on the whole drive and letting everyone have fun. And boy, did they. They went on roller coasters and ate cotton candy and listened to bands and had all sorts of things like caramel apples. And they wore different colored socks and played with balls and bats and knocked over things and said hi to clowns and took pictures and screamed and yelled. And they were tuckered. It was time to go. And that meant getting back in the car. But Roger knew it was going to be no problem. A, because he was beat. He had a big day. But B, because he knew to take a couple big breaths, come up with a plan, and just not get upset because it's no one's fault that you have to drive the whole way. They started driving. Dad fired up the reggae music, if you know what I'm talking about. And they drove home as smooth as marshmallows. Everyone other than Dad fell asleep. And when they got there, Mom and Dad Raccoon carried them to their cozy beds. And they went to sleep. They all had a great day because Roger had a plan. Nighty-night.